We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. Hi guys, welcome back to another cozy episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone. And if you guys are watching this on YouTube, then you'll see that we are getting extra cozy today. I'm just like so in the cozy vibe. It has been raining all week. We got a little bit of sun on Wednesday, which was glorious. But rather than just like continuing to complain about the weather, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to lean in and really embrace it. So I have the fireplace going. It's a rainy, again, Friday morning. And I was like, you know what? Let's just get really cozy and film it not in my office, just downstairs in my living room. And that's what today's episode is. And also kind of just because of the weather, I've been very, weather and also in my set goal, I've just been very not like motivating towards others. Like, I don't know how else to put it. Like, today's not the day for me to be like, this is how you can change your life. Like, it's just not in the cards today. So today is an episode for the girls, from the girls. And it's really just going to be like some life updates, just some catch up, and just an episode for us just to, you know, be girlfriends and chit chat. And it's almost like if we were just having like coffee together, this is pretty much everything that I would talk about. So I would love if you guys would also set the vibe. If you guys are listening and you can set the vibe, maybe light a candle. I have a blanket. I have my slippers on. I'm in a sweatshirt. I am just super cozy. I was going to make a cup of tea, but the idea of having a cup of tea is always so much better than the actual execution of it, because drinking a beverage on a solo podcast does not work as well as I think it does in my head, because then I have to stop to sip the tea, and then I have to always edit that out, and it just ends up being a lot more work than it's worth for me. So I'm just not doing that at all today. But welcome to my living room. I don't think I've filmed facing this way ever before. And if you guys are just listening and it's a gorgeous sunny Monday for you, that's what I hope for everyone. Have a wonderful Monday. Happy Monday, everyone. But yeah, I just have some things that I wanted to dive into and discuss today. I made some notes on my phone. It's called This One's for the Girls. So yeah, I'm really excited to chat about it. Yesterday, I posted a TikTok, which I'll talk about TikTok in a minute. I posted a TikTok about like that blowout hack where you put your hair in a ponytail and you divide it up into four sections, and then you do the front section and you blow it out. It looked good for like 5 seconds, and then I closely looked at it and I was like, actually, this is horrendous. It's on my TikTok if you're interested. But after that, I was like, okay, I'm just going to go buy a heated round brush. And I bought that last night at Target. And this is like the outcome if you guys are watching it on video, which you should watch it on video, Manifest the Tortoise Moon on YouTube. This is the outcome. I don't know how it really looks with like a sweatshirt in the whole nine. But I mean, it definitely worked. But it just took longer than curling my hair. And it didn't give me like a blowout look. Maybe it did. I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. But anyway, I tried a heated round brush today and it was pretty easy to use. But okay, so let's first talk about the direction of this podcast, because this has been something that I've been thinking about a lot. Oh, I also want to talk about my nails. The direction of my podcast is something that I've been thinking about a lot, and hear me out on it. I've been very vocal on this podcast saying that everyone is guests, and I'm tired of hearing guests on everyone's podcast because a lot of the times I just want to hear what the host has to say about life. Like, I want to know what life was like when Jay Shetty was a monk. I don't want to hear Kendall Jenner on Jay Shetty's show. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Kendall Jenner, but like, she has her own show and I want to hear about Kendall on the Kardashians. So I just get so fatigued of the guests that now, like, podcasts have become the new PR, right? Like, when books come out, like, you go on a podcast. When a show is coming out, you go on podcasts. It's just like the new rotation of PR, and I get it. But I just get so fatigued when the same guests are on the same rotation of shows talking about the same thing, all claiming to be experts, which I'm sure that they actually are. And then that podcast will then have another expert on in like a month or two, and they contradict everything that the other expert said. So I just get like fatigue of always listening to guests on shows, especially when I just want to hear what the host has to say. Now, with that being said, I love solo episodes. I think solo episodes are the way to go for podcasting. Especially when the host is interesting and the host is established in some sort of niche. I always want to hear about them. I want to hear about their routines. I want to hear about how they live their day to day. Like, that's why it's so appealing when people begin podcasts, because I want to hear about that person. I don't necessarily want to hear that person interviewing someone that I've now heard on 10 other podcasts. Do you know what I mean? So with that being said, I'm going to contradict myself a lot. Okay, so here's kind of my whole thought process. I was talking to my friend the other day, and I was talking about how I was listening to the Nick Bear podcast and the Chris Williamson's, what's his podcast called? Modern Wisdom, and Diary of a CEO, and just all these male podcasts, the Rich Roll podcast, all these men podcast shows. And all of these guys, for the majority, have guy guests on. Nothing wrong with that. But I was just saying that and, you know, saying this. And my friend was like, wow, like you listen to a lot of men's podcasts. And I was like, I definitely do, because they have really great insight and the guests that they bring on are good guests. Like, I feel like I don't get as fatigued from hearing the guests on the Nick Bear podcast. Like, I really like every single guest that he brings on, I really find interesting, but he also has a lot of solo episodes. Like, there's a good balance. Modern Wisdom, I feel like he just wants to be like the next Joe Rogan in a sense. And he says that a lot in other podcasts that he's been on. So he will just kind of get like whatever guests he can, which is fine. But I only pick a few that I like to listen to. Diary of a CEO, he's kind of started to do like a YouTube channel now where he talks more about himself, which I'm very into. He also has good, great guests, and he pulls like snippets of their segments and then also puts that out as like a solo episode in a sense. So there's definitely a balance to having guests on. But what I'm saying in all of this is that guys really do have a lot of mentors to look up to, and so do women, but not in the same sense. So the kind of direction that I would love to bring this show in is like the ultimate mentorship for girls and women. Like, I feel like when guys are growing up, they have like pro athletes to look up to, or they have bodybuilders, or they have men in military, or whatever it is. Like, there's always like a strong male figure in their life. And you hear this a lot, like guys need a strong male figure. Well, girls need that too. Like, girls need girls to look up to. Girls need the women to look up to. And I want a woman to look up to that is like embracing her femininity. I feel like there are so many times when women have to almost like really lean into their masculine side to be accepted, or to be like, what's the word that I'm looking for? Because I don't want this to come off the wrong way whatsoever. They just have to be very masculine and come across as, I guess masculine is really just like the best way to put it. And I really want to, whether it's me, which I don't think it is because I don't think I'm there, but to bring on women who are very accomplished in whatever their fields are and kind of just be like mentors for girls, because everyone needs a mentor and there's so many male mentors out there, but what about for the girls? And I'm not saying that other podcasts haven't done this, because they definitely have. But if I kind of frame that as like the focus of the show, of like, this is kind of a place where you can have mentors to look up to and continue to learn from, because it's so important to always be a student. And just like really just bring on people that us girls can just like look up to. Like, I really want this to be a show like for the freaking girls. You know what I mean? So I don't know if I explained that well, but that's kind of my thought process that I've been toying back and forth with when it comes to my podcast and my show. So yes, I want lots and lots of solo episodes, but every now and then when the guest feels right and really fits the bill, I want to bring on the right guests that can really be mentors for the listeners of the show and for the girls, and an example of like, you can be stern and strong and feminine, and you can be accomplished and all the things that being a girl has to offer. Like, I've said this many times on this podcast, like, I just love being a girl. I love being super feminine. I've always loved that I've been like a girly girl at my core, even though it doesn't always look like it. Like, today I feel like I don't look very, you know, girly or whatever, but I really am at my core. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, sterilite therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up, and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly, and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good, and I just love ending my night with a sauna. Bond Charge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's bondcharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's bondcharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me, because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So I would just love to have that mentorship and that message like on this podcast of like, you can be a freaking, I hate to say like boss babe, you can do anything you want and still really be girly and like having all those aspects of a girl, and just really like girl mentorship, woman mentorship. Like that's really what I would love this podcast to spread that message of. In addition to that, I think I would love to add some segments onto this podcast, like maybe reading passages and then we discuss them, or maybe we read books and then we discuss the books, or maybe we, you know, pull cards and discuss that, or read yoga philosophy and discuss that. Like I would just love a little bit more structure that has educational meaning or inspirational meaning to it. Just something like that, just to give the show a bit more structure and segments and mentorship and direction while still remaining very cozy and inspiring and motivating, and really just a place like for the girls to get mentorship, whether it be for 30 minutes, an hour, and then you just walk away feeling like you really benefited something from this podcast. Like I always want people to feel like this was something that really started their week off in the right way, or gave them value or education or inspiration or whatever it might be, just something of immense value with this podcast. So that's kind of like the direction that I would love to take it. I would love to know your thoughts. I hope I explained that well with the guests and I just hope I explained that all well, because I feel like I blacked out and now I can't remember what I said, but I hope that makes sense. And I would love to know your thoughts if that would be something that you guys are interested in. All right, the next thing that I want to talk about are books. I go in really big phases of like, I'm obsessed with reading and then I'm not reading at all right now. So right now I'm in the phase where I'm obsessed with reading, and typically just takes like one or two books to get me back into the like reading obsession phase. So I'm currently reading The Nightingale. I hope I say that right. And it's very interesting. It's long, so it's taken me a bit of time to work through it. But it's very interesting and kind of ashamed to say that, like, I did not know much about World War One or Two. I definitely know less about one than I do about two. World War II, obviously the Holocaust. So I knew about that, but I genuinely never understood how the Holocaust happened. And I'm sure that's my own ignorance of either like not paying attention in school or what, but like, I was always just so confused how it was even like, how does something that horrendous and horrific happen? Like, how does that actually happen? And I never understood that. And now from reading this book, like, it is wild of how you just see how it does happen. And it's just a really, really crazy book. And from the perspectives of it, it's insane. And I'm really enjoying it. It's heavy. It's sad. I cried in the very beginning. I'm going to cry at the end. And it's a really, really great book. So The Nightingale by Kristen Hanna. It's amazing. And I read on my Kindle. Okay. I'm embarrassed to say this book next that I finished reading that I was obsessed with. Okay. Icebreaker. I can't even believe it. Okay. So I was listening to Kenzie Elizabeth's podcast with Margot and Emily, and they were talking about books, and they just very lightly mentioned Icebreaker, and they were saying how it was like a book that they thought would be really cheesy, but they were like obsessed with. And I was like, for whatever reason, that stuck with me. And I was like, I'm just going to read it, because I was looking at all the books that I read this year. They're all thrillers. I've not read a single romance book this year. Like, they are just all thrillers. And I was getting kind of thriller fatigue because I'm like, okay, like, I'm kind of done with like the murders. I'm kind of done with like guessing who did it. I'm kind of done with all that right now. So, and I just don't like smutty books. And I've said this many times on this podcast, like, I just don't love smut because I'm like, I get it. I get the point. I don't really need to read about it. But for whatever reason, I was like, let me just read Icebreaker and see. Okay. If you read Icebreaker, don't even remember that I talked about this book, because that is so embarrassing to me. But it is the cutest freaking book of all time. Like, it is so cute. I was just obsessed. It brought me back to when I was in high school reading After on Wattpad on my iPad. It was just so cute. Like, I was obsessed with their love. I was obsessed with the book. Like, I was just thinking about it all the time. I was listening to the Spotify playlist in the shower. Like, I was just obsessed, and I still am. And the next book comes out. When does the next book come out? Let's see. This episode's coming out the second. Oh, the next book comes out tomorrow. So I'm definitely going to get it tomorrow. I should just pre-order it on my Kindle so that I get it on tomorrow when it comes out. But it's coming out. It comes out October 3rd. I was just so obsessed with Icebreaker. It is so cute, and it's definitely very like smutty and like sexy and all that, but it's also just cute. Like, you have to understand what I mean when I say like it's just a cute book. There's definitely like suspended disbelief. I feel like a lot of books you need to have that, but that's like kind of like the fun of books is just thinking that, like, you know, maybe one day this could happen, but whatever. It was just so cute, and I was just obsessed, and I really, really, really liked it. Also with books, I'm working through I'm going to say it wrong, and I really hope I don't, but I'm going to, the Bhagavad Gita. And that book is changing my life. The reason that I'm reading the Gita is because I recently began my 200-hour yoga teacher training. So I started it when I'm recording it this week, when you guys are listening last week. And I am so in love with everything that I'm learning with yoga teacher training. I'm gonna keep the journey kind of close to my heart until it's done. So I'll share more about it at the end of my 200 hours, because I really just want to like be in the moment, be in the process, and not share too much about it while I'm in it. And while I'm still a student of it. I mean, I'll always be a student of it, but when I'm like genuinely the student of it. But everything that I'm learning is truly blowing my mind. And the philosophy of yoga is so fascinating and so intriguing. And wow, is it interesting. I just love learning about it. So part of the reading that I'm doing in the training is reading the Gita, and it is very, I can't, like, it's so fascinating, and I'm just so obsessed. Like, every, like, it, you guys should, like, listen to me read this book, because I'm reading it, and every other sentence, I'm like, I'm highlighting it. I'm, like, marking it up. Like, it's so good. It's so good. So I'm really enjoying it, and I will definitely talk more about yoga teacher training at the end of my 200 hours. But if you find over the next few months, I cannot shut the F up about yoga, you know why, okay? Because it's of yoga teacher training. I mentioned TikTok a few minutes ago, and that's because I downloaded TikTok again. And I'm going on TikTok very sparingly because I tend to spiral when I go on TikTok too much. But I have been having a lot of fun just like posting like fun little stupid videos on there. I shouldn't say stupid because they're like not stupid to me, but they're like kind of stupid. But they're fun. I've been posting like day in my life, recipes. I tried a blowout yesterday, which I kind of already talked about, and that failed. So I put that up on TikTok, just like little things like that. But I definitely monitor how much time I spend on TikTok because I have an issue where I definitely just get too into TikTok, and then I tend to have like lower self-esteem. It's really crazy like how much TikTok affects me when I just get too into it, because I don't know. And I also feel like you can tell when people have been on TikTok for too long, like they just start to talk differently, or like you can see the trends going through people that like quite literally live on TikTok, like the haircuts, the hair colors, the like cowboy copper, like that's strictly a TikTok thing. Like it does not exist off of TikTok. And if you see it on Instagram, it's because it came from TikTok. Like if you went up to someone that had no idea what social media was and you said, what's cowboy copper? They would have no idea. Like that's like a hair color of like what I mean. Like, so I just don't want to be so enthralled on TikTok that I just become like a product of TikTok. But I am having a lot of fun just like posting like little hauls and stuff. But who knows how long it'll last, because I feel like this happens all the time where I am on TikTok for like a little bit and then I just delete it because I begin to spiral. So when I'm off TikTok, just know that I spiraled and that was that.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on.
It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I do definitely try to limit my consumption. So when I'm feeling like an itch to either go on TikTok or just decompress, that's when I'll grab my Kindle and I will read. And that's just a good time to kind of signal to me like, okay, I'm looking for some sort of mental stimulation. I would rather read than scroll on TikTok. So I really try to go on TikTok just for like posting my own stuff and then I get off of it. But every now and then I do get sucked in and it's just like, feels so good on the brain, but I'm like, okay, no, I actually don't feel good when I get off of it. So I really try my best to limit it. I started lifting a little bit. And last week I was talking about how I don't like to lift and it's still very true. I don't like to lift. However, I purchased an 8-week strength guide to get stronger. And I wanted to get a little bit stronger for a few reasons. Number one, the gym that I lift at has a really great yoga program. So it's like two birds with one stone. And that is really awesome. The second reason was I wanted to gain strength so that I could become stronger in yoga. Like I really do want to begin hitting inversions and I really want to start just feeling more strength in my yoga poses. So I wanted to just gain some more strength for that. I'll just leave it there. And then third, I also just wanted to gain strength for life because I just really feel like I've lost a lot of strength and I wanted to kind of do it at my own time in the middle of the day. So I'm just finishing week one today and I'm really proud of myself. I bought the Rachel Goodeats. I think that's her Instagram handle, the Good Sweat Strength Guide. And it's an 8-week program, finished week one. I'm finishing it today when I go to the gym today. And I'm really proud of myself. I definitely still find weightlifting boring, but I'm doing my best, okay? And I'm also doing my best to not let it affect me mentally. What I mean by that is whenever I would lift in the past, it would then always get in my mind of like, okay, well, I should eat more protein and I should eat this and I should do that. And then it kind of just became like my whole lifestyle. And I don't want that to happen. I just want this to be something that complements yoga at this point, which if that's the meaning to go into it, I feel a lot better about it. And I think that's a good mental place for me to be at with it. So that's kind of my whole thing going into it. But ironically, I recently listened to an episode of Diary of a CEO podcast with Marissa Peer, and she was discussing saying to yourself, just like, I love weightlifting. I love getting strong. I love being strong. Even if you don't, just like telling yourself that. And it really resonated with me, not only because is that literally what this podcast is built around, the idea of manifestation and your thoughts becoming your reality. But the fact that that was the example that she used really stuck with me because I was like on my way to the gym when she said that. And I was like, that was really interesting. So to me, I really enjoyed that. And I felt like that was a sign for me that I was doing the right thing at the right time. It was just, I enjoyed that. Speaking of being, this show is called Manifestatory Simone. There was something in the Gita that I recently highlighted that was absolutely wild about manifestation and thoughts and your reality. And it's something that I definitely want to dive deeper into. Not today. But it makes me really excited to dive deep into like future episodes upon completion of my yoga teacher training and talking about the yoga of manifestation. It's just absolutely wild. Okay. Another topic that Marissa Peer was talking about was sex. And sex is really not a topic that I cover on this podcast frequently, if at all. But it is one that I kind of want to dip my toes into a little bit. But not in the perspective that you might think, more so in the perspective of, and I was talking about this with my hairdresser the other day, and he was like, oh my God, you need to talk about this on the podcast. Like, I feel like so many girls would resonate with it. So essentially, it's like when us girls were teenagers, the message, at least to me and to all of my girlfriends that I talked to, like when we were in high school and stuff, was, don't have sex, don't get pregnant. And if you do have sex and if you do get pregnant, but really if you do have sex, like it's very shameful. Like it's like you shouldn't be doing it when you're so young. Like it's not for you when you're a teenager, right? It's just like, don't do it. Don't do it. And if you do, like, you're easy. Like, that was just always the message. Like, I just remember even being in high school, like, when girls were having sex, it was like the whole thing was like, oh, they're easy. Like, that's just what other people would say about them. And it was like, oh, these girls are easy. And it's like, okay. So, like, there was a lot of shame when you were young as a girl, because I can only talk from the girl perspective. I don't know what it's like for men. And you had sex. Like, it was just very, like, whatever. It wasn't good in high school, should I say. Then you grow up and it becomes this thing, sex becomes this thing that should be empowered and very, like, celebrated and freeing, and just empowering is really, like, the word that I'm looking for. But when did that shift happen, and how do we know when it happens, and how are we supposed to embrace sex being empowering when growing up it was something that was looked down upon? You know what I mean? So I don't have that answer, but I feel like it's something that as adult, like, young adult women, I mean, at least for me, it was something that I've had to, like, work through, where it's like, okay, you're not supposed to do it, and then you are. And then when you do, it's supposed to be empowering, but we grew up being taught that it was supposed to be, like, shameful and something that we weren't supposed to do. So when are we supposed to do it or allowed to do it without it being shameful? I don't know. I don't know if that makes any sense, or if maybe this is just, like, from my growing up and I'm just now, like, projecting that. I don't know. But I don't have that answer, but it is a discussion that I would love to dive deeper into with someone that does have that answer. And I can't imagine that I'm the only one that thinks like this. That's not that, like, sex is shameful, because it shouldn't be, but we were raised one way and then it switches and we don't know when it switches, and we just have to switch our mindset. And it's like, okay, but how do we, like, when you are conditioned one way and then it just suddenly is different? It's just, like, a concept that I've kind of been thinking a lot about. And honestly, I thought about it a lot when I was reading the Icebreaker book, because it's a very sexy book and it was so cute and I loved reading it. But it just kind of got me thinking, like, okay, like, it's very empowering when you read it like this, but when did that become not empowering, or when did it become empowering in the main character's life? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's just something that I've been thinking about. So anyway, I would love to do kind of an episode about that one day. Something else that I recently just made a lot of mental notes about are the importance of girlfriends. And I think Alex Earle's podcast has a lot to do with that, because she just talks about, like, her girlfriends all the time and how important they are to her. And, like, I could not agree more. Having a girlfriend and girlfriends, I should say, are so special and so important. And, like, it's such a great thing to have girlfriends and to be a girl's girl. Like, it's just one of the best sisterhoods of life. It's one of the best skills of life. And it's one of the best feelings in the world, is to just have a girl's girl, to be a girl's girl, to have, like, the tightest girl friendships. Like, it's really so special. And it's something that should be so celebrated, because it really is something special for the girls. Like, that's why this episode is for the girls. Like, the guys just don't understand the girl friendships, and nor should they, because it's for the girls. But it's just really special to have girl friendships. And my two best friends have recently moved away. Like, one's on one side of the country, the other's on the other side of the country. So I don't get to see my best girlfriends as much as I used to. And I'm really missing them. And I'm really just missing that friendship and that girl's girl time. And, like, I'm really just missing it. So I'm definitely calling out to the universe of bringing in more girls for just, like, close friendships and that girl's girl relationship, friendship. Like, I'm really just missing it. And I'm definitely craving it. I'm spending so much time with my boyfriend, which, you know, I love him and it's great, but, like, he's a boy at the end of the day. Like, I need the girls. You know what I mean? Like, he's a great balance of, like, my friend Rachel always says, she's like, your boyfriend needs to be 70% man, 30% sis. And it's so true, because your boyfriend does need to be able to, like, do girly things with you and, like, talk about girly things with you and, like, do, like, some girly things with you. But at the end of the day, like, your boyfriend can be one of your best friends. And, like, he for sure is one of mine. Like, I love spending time with him, and, like, he's just the best. But nothing will replace a girl's girl and like a girl friendship. And I'm just really missing my girls. So I'm just kind of putting it out there that I want to see my girl best friends some more. And I'm excited because the holidays are coming up. So they always like come home for the holidays. So I will see them soon. But I also just want to make deeper girl friendships. And I'm just calling that out to the universe. And then pretty much the last thing that I just kind of wanted to empty out of my brain, this is just a very like life update, let's just chit chat, whatever, was yesterday I went to Target and, let me maybe back this up. The other week I was listening to on the Skinny Confidential podcast, they brought on the founder of Branch Basics, or co-founder, I should say, of Branch Basics, which is a cleaning company. Cleaning product company. And it totally made me, number one, buy their products, but two, really look at everything in my life. Like, okay, if my cleaning products could be causing this much harm, imagine like what I'm putting on my skin and the makeup and the chapstick and the shampoo, the conditioner, I would say deodorant, but I use Lumi deodorant and it's excellent. And it's good for me. So it just got me thinking, like, I want to slowly transition into just eating better quality foods, putting clean ingredients on my skin, and really just being conscious of what it is that I'm filling my home with and putting on my body, which is also my home, all those sorts of things. So yesterday I went to Target because I ran out of body wash and I needed body lotion, and I wanted to get the Revlon heated brush. So I went there with those three things to buy, and my boyfriend has the Yuka app, and I was like, let's just like scan stuff and like see what our normal stuff is. It was all horrendous. It was all rated bad, and it was some stuff, I'm not kidding, was a 0 out of 100, and I'm like, oh my God. So we left Target with only excellent stuff, and excellent is like a score on the Yuka app, so it's all good ingredients. I posted a haul on my TikTok if you want to watch it. I think my Insta or my TikTok username is at Tori DeSimone. I'm not too sure, but I think it's at Tori DeSimone. And I just wanted only excellent products. So we walked away with tons of Native products. And some of you guys on TikTok said that the Native shampoo conditioner made your hair thin and fall out. So I have not started using it. I'm like a little nervous to use that. But I got the Native body lotion, the Native body wash. We got this new toothpaste because think about it. Like the toothpaste that we were using was rated poor. So like you put that in your mouth every day, 2 times a day. And just naturally like the residues in your mouth, maybe you swallow it a little bit, like that's a lot. And then our chapstick was rated bad. So we got this chapstick that was rated excellent, the Aquaphor. Lip therapy was rated excellent. Also Soft Lips Natural was rated excellent. So we switched over to our different chapsticks. We got the new toothpaste. We got, my boyfriend got Native spray deodorant. I don't love Native deodorant, but I do love Lumi deodorant. The toasted coconut was rated excellent, and that's my favorite one, and I use it every day. And you guys, like, you guys know that Lumi does sponsor this podcast. They're not sponsoring today, but they do sponsor this podcast. This deodorant, like, it really does work, you guys. Like, it completely, there's no BO with it, and it's aluminum free. It's great ingredients. It's good for you. Like, it is really actually a very good product. And they also do sell it at Target, and it smells delicious. Like, it smells like fall. Like, I can't really explain it. Like, it almost smells caramelly. Like, it's really, really good. Don't let the coconut throw you off. It's delicious. Anyway, so I just want to be more conscious of consuming better quality foods. Like, I recently switched where I get all of my meats for, I go to this local grocery store and I get only like local meats that are 100% grass fed. I recently switched over to raw milk. That was a little crazy. So far, I really like it, but now I drink raw milk in my tea, and I'm trying not to drink oat milk. I have a little bit left, so I'll probably just finish it and then not repurchase it, because the raw milk is actually very delicious and very creamy, and it's very good. So I have that. What else did I switch over? I'm just trying to buy organic fruits and vegetables to eliminate the pesticides and such. So I'm just being very conscious of that, and then also what I'm putting on my skin and what I'm putting in my environment. I'm really trying not to burn candles, even though I do love the scent of burning candles. If I do burn a candle, I just make sure that the ingredients are clean. I mean, I have a fire going right next to me. I don't really know about that one. It's a gas fire, so I don't really know. Feels good though. So anyway, I'm just trying to be more conscious. I'm not trying to go crazy about it, but I am just trying to gradually make the switch over time to just having cleaner products within my house, within myself, and within my home, and on my body, and things like that. So I'll keep you guys updated on that journey. But that pretty much empties my mind of everything that I've been, you know, I haven't been doing like catch-ups in the beginning of episodes because a lot of times I get feedback that it's either skipped or you guys don't like it, or, you know, some of you guys do. And that's kind of why these episodes are here every now and then. So it's kind of just like a catch-up and we get to, you know, chit-chat and get to know each other. But also I didn't have anything very motivational or inspirational today because of the weather, and it's just been one of those weeks, and I'm embracing that. I'm leaning into it. So that was today's episode. This one is for the girls. I hope you guys have an amazing Manifest Monday, and I would love to hear feedback that you guys have about the potential direction of the podcast, or really anything. I would love to know. So I hope you guys have a wonderful Monday. Happy Manifest Monday, guys. I love you, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.
Dua Lipa.
You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turn your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.